You're listening to Health Matters. Dr. Michelle Wright here with your weekly look at all things medical. I wanted to talk about colorectal cancer in this show and why it's so important to consider screening for this. Colorectal cancer, colon cancer, bowel cancer, cancer of the intestine, they're all referring to the same thing. There are around 4,300 new diagnoses of this type of cancer every year in Switzerland, and 1,700 people die from it. In fact, 4 in 100 people will develop this type of cancer before the age of 80. But the important thing to understand about colorectal cancer is that it usually develops from small growths of tissue inside the intestine, known as polyps. More than 30 in every 100 people over the age of 65 will have polyps, and not all of them will become cancerous. If cancerous changes do happen, the process also takes around 10 to 15 years. But the problem is that while these changes are taking place, a person will have little in the way of symptoms. So this means that by the time their cancer is discovered, it's often at a more advanced stage, is more difficult to treat, and the chance of cure isn't as good. But the good news is that if you have a colorectal cancer screening test, this can reduce your chance of developing cancer. Any polyps that are found can be removed before the cancerous changes have actually started. And also, even if a cancer is detected, treatment can be started early, so the chance of recovery is much greater. It's recommended that anyone over the age of 50 considers screening for colorectal cancer. People with a family history may be advised to start screening earlier. And there are two screening test options that are recommended by the organisation Swiss Cancer Screening. The first is having what's called a FIT, or faecal immunological test. This is basically a chemical analysis of your stools, looking for trace amounts of blood. Colon cancer and polyps tend to bleed before they cause any symptoms. But this bleeding isn't usually visible to the naked eye, but the FIT test allows detection of even trace amounts of blood. All you have to do is collect a sample of your stools at home, and this is sent off to the laboratory and tested. If you do choose this screening option, it's advised to repeat the test every 2 years. The second way to screen for colorectal cancer is by having a colonoscopy. This involves a doctor looking at the whole of your colon using a flexible tube fitted with a camera that's inserted via your back passage. You're usually given a sedative so that you're not aware of what's going on during the procedure. It's possible to have a screening colonoscopy as your main screening test for colorectal cancer, or you'll be referred for a colonoscopy if you have a positive FIT. The big advantages with the colonoscopy are that the doctor is able to see the whole of your colon and look for any polyps or changes. If polyps are detected, they can be removed straight away during the same procedure. And if all is normal, you usually don't need to have another colonoscopy for 10 years. Some cantons in Switzerland, including Vaud, where I live, have organised screening programmes for colorectal cancer, with men and women aged between 50 and 69 being sent an invitation to participate. If you visit the website swisscancerscreening.ch, you can find out which cantons these are. If your canton isn't on the list, then my advice would be to make an appointment with your usual doctor yourself to discuss the screening options with them. This has been Health Matters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.